Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to better build relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 7, Children of Change. It's a clever title, but it's not mine. That's the name of a series produced by Wavy Morning anchor Katie Collette. She finds special young people across Hampton Roads that are making a difference, and quite frankly, setting examples for those of us with a little more of life's experiences. I was drawn to her most recent subject, an 8-year-old girl from Newport News. At that age, questions of life are reduced to uncomplicated queries that often go to solutions of least resistance. For Camille Simpson, seeing someone with no place to call home makes her heart ache. They don't have stuff, and other people don't care about them, Camille told Katie. So her solution from the heart started with donating the excess blankets in her room and ended with shampoo, toothbrushes, hats, sleeping bags, all from her neighbors. Camille learned that love is contagious. It spreads by example, and it radiates to an otherwise forgotten citizen wrapped in a crisp, clean blanket on a cold night. Cold nights are rare in Winter Springs, Florida, and at 11 years old, Zachariah Cartledge takes advantage of year-round sunshine when he's running for heroes. That's the name of the nonprofit he founded to honor first responders who died in the line of duty. Deanna Bettineschi did a story this week after Zachariah ran around his school's track over and over again, flag in hand, to remember Major Jail Officer Robert Sanuchian. He spent 16 years at the Hampton Roads Regional Jail before he died after contracting COVID-19. Kayla Gaskins introduced us to Travis Marlowe, who at 20 years old is a young adult, but lost his right to vote after a Suffolk judge granted his parents full guardianship because of his autism. Travis loves politics, researching the candidates and Googling issues he gets from various news sources, and he wants to make his first trip to vote on Election Day. But Virginia is one of 39 states that allow judges to strip voting rights from people with mental disorders. Travis has written letters to Governor Ralph Northam and President Trump, so he may have a voice in the voting booth, and his fight is just beginning. Shelter, health, political freedom. We're reminded by our youngest citizens that these are gifts for which a free people should be most grateful. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.